The new laws are expected to bring about fundamental changes to UNRWA's operations in the occupied Palestinian territory. Already, UN staff have been ordered to leave the UNRWA headquarters located in occupied East Jerusalem. According to an UNRWA spokesperson, Israel has already shortened all visas for international staff. And while local staff remain in place, the UN is concerned that they may face risks, including demonstrations by Israeli protesters. Some teams, it says, have been moved to Jordan. Israel claims some UNRWA staff are affiliated with the militant group Hamas and that some of them took part in the October 2023 attacks. The UN says Israel is in contravention of international law and a UN General Assembly resolution if it goes ahead with a ban. Jody Jacobs, New York.